Outcasts. Exiles. Pariahs. Grey Jedi. Within the majority of the Star Wars universe, as well as the majority of these videos, the constant battle between the light and the dark is often discussed. But what about the space in between? The Jedi and Sith orders existed for thousands of years, but as you certainly might expect, not every Force user in the galaxy joined them, willingly or otherwise. Despite the overall lack of Grey Jedi in the current canon, it is certainly possible that this concept will be explored in the near future. We will discuss the brief history of Grey Force users, and mention their most notable members. There were, of course, unknown Force users throughout the entire history of the galaxy that weren't part of any order and operated independently. The exact nature of their operations was likely as mystics and shamans among their people, and the Force was likely minimally understood. As time went on and the Sith and Jedi orders grew, Force users either flocked towards or were corralled into both organizations as part of an ongoing conflict for the fate of the universe. For a period of many centuries, however, the Jedi Order grew to a large size, without the structure to fully organize their members. Many of the Jedi Academies were built on distant planets in order to recruit as many potential Force users as possible, and more so, many Jedi were individually trained by masters without ever having visited an academy, or the main Jedi Temple on Coruscant. As a result, many Jedi had no real allegiance to the Jedi High Council, leading to a disorganized and fractured order. Despite this, the Jedi were still a force to be reckoned with, and were able to muster a powerful army to confront the Sith and the Mandalorians when they attempted to wipe out the Jedi and take control of the galaxy, during the events of the Great Sith War. The Great Sith War was a bloody affair, with massive losses on both sides, and in the end, the Jedi Order was just a fragment of what it was, compounded with the Sith going to great efforts after the war to purge any Jedi they could find. The Jedi Order reevaluated their organization, and restructured many of their rules and standards in order to reign better control over their members. Some Jedi opposed these new rules, such as the ones disallowing Jedi from having families, or the complete restrictions against using dark side powers. Thus started the first proper Grey Jedi, with some remaining part of the Jedi Order as vocal opponents of the Council, while others departed the Order as exiles to operate in their own ways. One of these was Jolee Bindo, a Padawan that fought for the Jedi Order during the Great Sith War. He was often seen as reckless, and during the war he met his wife, a Force-sensitive herself, and both married and trained her, which were both advised against by the Jedi Council. However, during the war, his wife was turned to the dark side by the Sith, and when she attempted to convert Jolee, a duel broke out between the two, but Jolee found himself unable to kill his wife, and let her go. She would go on to kill many Jedi, and the thought would often pain Jolee. The Council believed that Jolee learned his lesson the hard way, and wished to promote him to a Jedi Knight, but he refused and went into self-exile. Continuing his life as a Grey Jedi, Jolee wandered for years and eventually ended up in the dark shadowlands of Kashyyyk. Here he lived as a hermit, protecting himself and the Wookiees from predators, and surviving off the land for 20 years. A chance encounter with the Jedi turned Sith turned amnesiac Revan allowed him to move on from his hermit life. He knew Revan's true identity, but said nothing, and traveled with him on his journey, utilizing both dark and light side force powers. After their victory over Darth Malak, Jolee was celebrated with the rest of the group, but soon disappeared from public view yet again. Over the next few thousand years, the Grey Jedi would be seen as mavericks, with the Jedi Order perceiving them as threats to their teachings. Another notable example is the Jedi Knight Qui-Gon Jinn. While not officially labeled as a Grey Jedi, there were many that thought of him as one, including multiple members of the High Council. Jinn's natural independence was compounded by his master, Dooku, and his training. Both were Jedi that often disagreed with the Council, but Jinn possessed a compassion for all life forms that Dooku did not. Jinn likely would have been invited to join the Council due to his wisdom, compassion, and connection to the living Force, if not for his inclination to go his own way. As a result, the series of Padawans from Jinn, through Obi-Wan Kenobi and Anakin Skywalker, led to a number of mavericks within the Jedi Order. Jin never used any specific dark side powers, but some thought him too cavalier with Jedi mind tricks, as was Jolie Bindo. Grey Jedi in general throughout history were capable of utilizing both light side powers and dark side, without being corrupted by the dark side, a feat that the Jedi taught was impossible. Instead, the Jedi taught that Grey Jedi were indeed corrupted by the dark side, but did not realize it themselves. This does not mean there weren't rare exceptions where proper Jedi did use some dark side powers, but this was not taught by the Order. Overall, you might be left thinking that the definition of a Grey Jedi is a bit murky, and you'd be correct. The definition altered a bit over the millennia, and could refer to either a Force user that was not affiliated with either faction, or a Jedi that left the Order and operated independently, or a Jedi that was still part of the Order but was at odds with the Council. Regardless, the Grey Jedi are generally seen as the renegades and the dissidents. Within the films of Star Wars, Grey Jedi, apart from Qui-Gon, are completely absent, but that could always change. Even though traditionally Star Wars has always been seen as the struggle between good and evil, in black and white terms, there is always a little grey.